All right, well, it didn't happen last year, but then, to be honest, a lot of things didn't happen last year, but it's happening this year, and I think it's going to be something that people who may have picked up new skills in the lockdown might find interesting. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Rowan's annual art fair, art competition, call it what you will. Ellie Breeze from Rowan is on the line. Ellie, hi.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. What is the official title for this?
So we call it our charity art exhibition, and each year we have a theme. This is the third one we've had, and this year we're going to be exploring the great outdoors.
Now that's a bit mean after last year where no one could go out, but there we are. So yeah, great. I mean, I would get, so talk us through exactly what happens, because I love this idea, and it's all to raise money obviously for Rowan, but talk us through the scheme that you're running.
So what we do is we invite people, whether you're like a professional artist or you're more of a beginner and you're just kind of maybe, like you say, maybe been exploring your creativity in lockdown. We invite people to buy a canvas from us and then do their design, whatever that might be. Some people kind of rip out the canvas and create something of their own, like with glass or textiles, and other people choose to paint or draw onto the canvas. And then if you bring it back to us, we'll put it in the exhibition and they'll all the works will be for sale and proceeds will come back to our charity.
Fantastic. So you could be a very experienced, you could be somebody who's been doing art for years, or you could be one of these people. And I guess there's quite a lot of people who during lockdown went, you know what, if I don't pick up a paintbrush, or if I don't start using, as you say, sketching, or if I don't start using crayons or whatever, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So there could be some new artists out there. This is a great way just to stretch your wings a little bit, isn't it? And just get a piece of work up there hanging on a wall in an exhibition space.
Exactly. And it's we've had people before where it's a sense of pride of seeing your work up and seeing the little red dot next to it, maybe, and thinking, oh, wow, like I've done that. Someone's bought my work.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it? The thought of someone. So you talk about the great outdoors. So what does that mean? What does that, what can people do?
So it's a really, really up to people to interpret it how they wish. So it could be a sort of a beach landscape or any sort of landscape. It could be anything you find outdoors. You could be creating your own fantasy world. It could be, you know, the oceans, whatever you fancy. That's what we like about it, seeing what people take from it and what they work with.
And as you've already said, I mean, it doesn't even have to be painted on the canvas, could it? Because we have had people in the past rip the canvas out and go, I'm going to use the frame. But that's okay. Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it? Because it gives such a broad scope to the exhibition at the end that really you're probably likely to be number one in a field of one, because everyone's going to be doing different things. What sort of age range are we talking about here?
Again, a real range, everywhere from children upwards, to be honest. If you can pick up a canvas, you can do it. So we really encourage everyone to get involved.
All right. Now, when the exhibition happens, which is going to be in a while's time, we'll talk about that in a minute. When the exhibition happens, the works are anonymous, aren't they? So people out buying. You could be buying something by really quite an established artist, or you could be getting something by a complete novice and you're not going to know.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it. I think sometimes in the art world, it can be a bit snobby and it's all about the name and who is it? Are they established? But actually, this is a real way of kind of equalising the playing field and just celebrating art for what it is. And it's just completely fair, isn't it, that way?
It certainly is. All right, so where and when and how much are the canvases now? And then when have they got to be back in by, and when's the exhibition?
So canvases are £10 each, which just covers the cost our side. So if you come in and you can collect it if you're in Cambridge, or you can buy them online on our website. So that's www.rowanhumberstone.co.uk. We've got a little shop on there where you can pick up a canvas. And then we need them back by the 11th of February next year. So you've got a little bit of time to work on it. You could even do a couple of canvases if you wanted to.
I was going
to
say, there's no limit, is there? If you're up for it, you could have your own little mini exhibition within an exhibition here if you get your act together.
Yeah, we'll take them.
and the exhibition itself, when's that likely to be?
And the exhibition is going to be the weekend of the 26th and 27th of February.
Oh, so as you say, there's plenty of time to do this. Now, the exhibition traditionally has been at Long Road, but you're not doing that this year, you were telling me.
No, so this year we've decided to bring it to Rowan itself. So get people in the building. We've got a beautiful studios here. So I think, yeah, why not? Why not invite people in?
Absolutely, because it is. I always love coming to your place because it is. Yeah. Every time you walk in, it's like walking into a sort of Cambridge's version of the TARDIS. You walk it in through this little front door, and it's like, whoa, okay, and it all opens up. I say this every time I speak to anybody from Rome, but every time I go, it just amazes me. And it is a wonderful space, and it will lend itself very much, won't it, to this art? Fantastic. All right. How much you are, in the past you've raised a fair amount, how much are you looking to raise, do you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we could I think we're aiming for maybe the $5,000 mark. We'll see how we go.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? And all going towards the work that Rowan does on a day in, day out basis.
Absolutely,
with people with learning
absolutely.
Disabilities and everything, which is always very worthwhile. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, the great outdoors is coming to Cambridge. There we are. Those canvases are available now. Get them now. Spend your Christmas just deciding what you're going to paint and then put or whatever or create and get them back into Rome by the middle of February. So the exhibition is at the end of February. I always look forward to this because I love it, because you do post pictures up online, don't you? So you can see what we get.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what comes back.
Are you going to take part yourself? How good are you at this?
I am actually a bit of a painter in my spare time, so I think I have to, right?
Oh, that's going to be amazing. People are going to be walking around this exhibition again. Do you think that's an original breeze? Do you think that's an original? It has that feel, doesn't it? I think it's going to be amazing trying to spot your one in amongst it. Ellie, it's always good. I love this. I think it's a great thing to do every year, and I know that the people of Cambridge and the wider area love doing it as well, because you get great support, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
And as you say, if you couldn't do it last year, everyone's got this sort of pent up ambition to see their works hanging on a wall. It's up, it's running, it's available now. Fantastic. Ellie, thanks ever so much for coming on Telling Us
About It. Thanks so much, Neil. Good to speak to you.